history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, Dan the Man, is now in our control room taking care of business. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, over at truthout.org, very interesting story. And the headline reads, "When Your Boss Steals Your Wages, The Invisible Trend That's Sweeping America." And we have already been talking about the abuses of the so-called internship program, where you will have young people fresh out of college who will come into corporations, and they are required to work unpaid for 3 to 6 months as part of their training and evaluation, after which the corporation can either give them a job, usually it's somewhere around minimum wage, or just simply let them go. There is another phenomenon that is taking place, and that is for employers to, instead of paying you per hour, they pay you for each unit of work you complete. And it's presented as the workers about, hey, the harder you work, the more money you will get. And then you find out the pay per unit of work is so low, you're not even making minimum wage any longer. And it's just another way for the money junkies to get around minimum wage and drive everybody down into poverty. And it is such a short-sighted approach, because when you're a business manager, business owner, collectively, your employees are your customers. And if every business in town is grinding their employees down to below minimum wage, where are you going to get your customers? Where are you going to get the people to come into the stores and buy whatever it is you're making? And it's another proof that Adam Smith was absolutely wrong. This idea that if everybody was personally greedy, the system as a whole would progress. And John Nash, Nobel Prize winner in mathematics, in his doctoral dissertation, showed why Adam Smith was wrong. But Wall Street wants to continue to worship at the altar of Adam Smith because it justifies personal greed and a complete disregard for the society around you. You move a society, an economy, a civilization forward by maintaining an overview of what is best for the whole. We don't expect that behavior from corporate executives. We demand that oversight role from our government to keep a view of the whole, what is good for the whole nation, which means good roads, sturdy bridges, good schools, good hospitals, taking care of the people, keeping the public utilities public. When the government abandons that role of maintaining the overview, of maintaining the long view of the future, when they simply cozy up to the money junkies and partake of their generosity in campaign donations and lobbying fees, the country is doomed. And that's why I'm obviously in disagreement with Nick in Japan. I think the system's on the verge of coming down. When they reach the point where the banks are keeping themselves technically solvent by looting their own depositors' savings accounts, that's not a banking system that is working in any reasonable definition of the word. That is plunder. It is pillage of the general population. And they can declare it to be legal, but it doesn't change the fact that it's morally repugnant. Certainly repugnant to the Constitution. Everything Nazi Germany did was the letter of the law. If that made it okay, why did we go to war against them? Everything Germany was doing was legal. That should have made it all right. And yet we keep hearing that time and time again. Oh, yes, it may be wrong to take the homes, and it may be wrong to do this, and it may be wrong to skirt minimum wage, but it's legal. That makes it okay. No, it doesn't. It's a question of whether law serves the people or law serves the money junkies. I don't need to tell you which one we are in right now. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, For a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. You got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We are just getting a breaking story out of Press TV. Apparently, clashes, they're calling it clashes, have erupted in Baghdad, right in the capital city, including rockets fired at the airport. Sounds like it's a major, major uprising, and it's just a reminder. The people of Iraq do not consider their brand new U.S.-approved puppet regime and their brand new private central bank and the demand that their oil be for sale only for U.S. dollars to be a blessing. So we could see a major, major renewal of violence inside Iraq. And, of course, the U.S. government said, we must send troops in there. We must stabilize the situation. We must always keep Iraq's oil for sale only for the dollar. We must prop up our puppet regime. And they're going to send your kids to do it here. Going to grab a phone call here real quick. Radar in New York. Aloha, Radar. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha. I want to know, what you get out of doing this. It seems like they're hitting us from 1,000 points. You know, they're tampering. Long ago, I heard through Gary Null, they had, 1,100 laboratories and, you know, there's going to be a phase where they're going to put all kinds of germs or bugs. There's this H7N9 bird virus in Japan, I think, and now it's spread to Singapore, and they're calling it like a stealth.
It's a sales pitch. It's to scare everybody to go and buy vaccines. As for what I get out of this, Trust me, there are...
We can't stop it. Look, we can't...
I think we can. Public awareness, we're already seeing people are refusing vaccines and vaccinations. That's why they're now trying to set up this national registry where you will get you will buy the vaccines we tell you to buy. We already know that vaccine sales have, other than block buys by governments themselves, you know, people are refusing these new vaccinations. There's been another tragedy where this 5-month-old baby was taken to the hospital, and even though the baby was obviously ill, they gave her the round of vaccines and the baby died. And it says right in the instructions with the vaccines, do not administer if the patient is already ill with something. And they went ahead and did it because they got a cash incentive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, why I'm doing this, obviously I think change is possible. I think that over the going on 20 years that I have been doing this, that we have at least held off the warmongers and the money junkies a little tiny bit to the point where we're now seeing literally this race to try and get World War III really going before the private central banks collapse and the people of the world recognize what has really been the cause of all the evils they've suffered for the last going on 2 centuries. So, or going on 1 century, at least in this country. Again, why do I do it? I hold it as the highest moral imperative that we leave to our next generation a better world than that which was left to us. At present, our generation has failed that task. But I still see the very real probability that the Federal Reserve is going to collapse and the federal government with it. And we need to start laying the foundation for what kind of a nation we want to be here to take care of that future generation. We need to go back to the model of the original United States of America. No private central bank, no private central bank, no private central bank. Limited power, divided authority, checks and balances. All those things worked really well until the money junkies came in and simply bought themselves the government. And that's why we have to take the power away from the money junkies. Having bankers in charge of our nation's economy makes about as much sense as having drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. Money is supposed to serve the people. It's supposed to be a public utility, not just another scam to loot the real wealth from the labor of the people and put it in the pockets of the bankers. And we need to return back to that.
Well, you have people like that. You've always had people like that. This country was built on a genocide program against the Native Indians where they took out 96% of them. They killed them
all. Okay, I think you lost the focus of what I was trying to say here. When this country was started, it was recognized that private central banking was a villain. We fought the American Revolution to break free of the Bank of England. And then the Bank of England tried to come back in. They succeeded in bribing enough politicians like Alexander Hamilton to set up the first bank of the United States. After 20 years of deprivation and poverty, Congress refused to renew the charter. And the Rothschilds came in and said, if you don't renew the charter, we'll start a war. And sure enough, the next year, War of 1812. All wars are ultimately bankers' wars. Wars are the bankers' richest harvest. And if we want a future that is peaceful, we need to return bankers back to their proper role in society where they must court depositors and only use that depositor's money to make loans. They should not be allowed governmental power, especially as they're unelected. We have another article, Neil McDonald out there, the monarchs of money, and he's saying these private central bankers really are running the world. They're not an elected government. They don't see themselves as serving society or the population. They serve only themselves. They are fascism in its purest form. All right, thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Robert in Sacramento. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's Robert.
I'm sorry, Robert. It was mistyped in my little window here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling about the bomber.
Boston. Yes.
Yeah, his uncle says that the bomber is half Armenian, and says that, you know, he guided him how to, you know, become a good Muslim and helped him bomb
Well, you know, there's something about that uncle you need to know. He's married to the daughter of a CIA official.
Yeah, I read that, right.
Okay.
And Armenians are pretty much Christian, largely, pretty much virtually Christian. It's been said they were the first Christian nation. And this sounds really, really bad. I think, it says, I have an article here, it says, mysterious Misha turns out to be half Armenian, denies involvement in Boston bombing.
Whoops. Sorry about that. That was my fault.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did you get what I said?
Yes, says, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. The article says that he's half Armenian, and the guy is of Armenian-Ukrainian descent and lives with an American girlfriend with his elderly parents. And he confirmed that he indeed was a convert to Islam, but roundly denied any part in Tamerlane.
Yeah, they're just looking for another patsy. They're looking for a patsy.
Yeah.
They can't convince the American people these Tsarnaev brothers were the villains. Now they're widening the net, and they're the first person who comes along who looks like a credible Muslim terrorist is going to be thrown up on the corporate media to say, this is your villain, hate him, two-minute hate, let's go invade Syria.
Yeah.
That's all it's all about.
One more thing. The April 24th is Armenian Remembrance Day of the Armenian Genocide. And this is, doesn't jive, you know. I find it kind of funny. It's around the same time when Armenians are commemorating the first genocide against them by the Ottoman Empire, which was, you know, pretty much it was a theocracy, basically, of, you know. And I just find it
really... most nations, up until the United States took the very revolutionary step of saying there will be no state religion, most governments, to some extent, were a theocracy because there was an official state religion used to help control the people. Got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up. We're running short on time, and we're going to switch to Danny in South Carolina. Aloha, Danny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I just got a Skype message from a very irate friend in Australia. Sent me a link to a Jewish Times of Australia article announcing that on, I guess, last Tuesday, the Prime Minister signed a declaration combating anti-Semitism. One of the statements in the new law says, quote, it says it requires signatories to challenge any foreign leader, politician, or public figure that denies, denigrates, or trivializes the Holocaust. It also goes on where it says they must take appropriate action to prevent the Arab...
Yeah, Israel is pushing this all over the globe right now, but you need to remember, truth does not need law to protect it.
Well, I know that. My question is, he thinks it's coming to the USA.
It probably is, if Israel has their way. We've heard it floated in Congress many times, but of course they're coming up against that pesky First Amendment right to freedom of expression, which includes freedom of expression regarding politics. You know, Israel's entire justification for stealing Palestine was, they were afraid of the Holocaust, they were afraid of all of that stuff. And if the entire foundation for their political agenda in seizing Palestine is exposed as a complete fraud, that delegitimizes Israel. And again, if you look at how hard they protect that legend, it's obvious they've got something to hide there. Now, when I was young, I bought into the entire Holocaust mythology, even though my uncles who'd served in Europe in World War II said, don't believe what you're being told about what was going on in Germany. And I was a young kid. I didn't pay attention to them. I was too busy watching the Mickey Mouse Club, watching Annette fill out her sweater there. But what made me first start to question that story, and we've got to take a break here real soon, was just how hard they worked to shut down anybody asking questions. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Danny. I'll respond more after we come back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals,
Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And responding to what Danny was saying, truth needs no laws to support it. Truth survives reexamination. Truth survives questioning. Throughout history, only lies and liars have resorted to the courts to coerce adherence to dogma. More than anything else, it is the sheer legal force brought to bear that makes it look like there's something being hidden here. Somebody goes around saying he saw a Bigfoot. He doesn't get arrested. Somebody claims to have seen Elvis getting a haircut in the downtown barbershop. Their career isn't destroyed. They're not blacklisted. Somebody claims to have been taken for a ride in a flying saucer. They don't have their career destroyed. Only in this one area of historical inquiry is so much political and legal might brought to bear so that you will not dare question what you are told to believe. And that's what these Holocaust denial laws are all about. Don't think. Don't question, don't examine, just believe as we tell you to believe. Because beliefs are the chains used to hold free minds slaves. If you are brainwashed into allowing belief to control you, then those who control the beliefs control you. It's built into our society. We're bribed to allow belief to control us at a very young age. Believe in the fat man at the North Pole, you'll get toys. Believe in the magic Easter rabbit, you'll get candy. Don't think, don't question, don't analyze, just believe. Believe in the imaginary playmate, and you will never die. And those who control the beliefs are able to control you. Israel is terrified that one of the biggest hoaxes and frauds in all of history is coming unraveled. Science and time have caught up with them. Turns out that soap wasn't made from human beings, was made from pigs. The lampshades crafted from human skin turned out to be goat skin. The Red Cross maintained offices on the premises of all of Nazi Germany's slave labor camps, did not report mass exterminations. There were no mass graves at Treblinka. Ground-penetrating radar showed that the soil is in exactly the same way it was laid down by the last ice age. Time makes ancient truths uncouth, and science and technology have caught up with a lot of these lies and deceptions and frauds. Even the phrase Holocaust denial is a piece of propaganda, because what they're really upset about is Holocaust questioning. And again, any other area of knowledge, you go back, you take a look with new technology, new science to learn new things. When Bob Ballard found the Titanic, nobody was screaming about, oh, he's going to change the legend of the Titanic. Most of the witnesses claimed the Titanic sank in one piece. Obviously, that didn't happen. And the new science and new technology showed that. Nobody got upset about that. Nobody's political ox was being gored by it. But this rush to pass these laws against Holocaust denial is a flashing neon sign. Something is being hidden from you. And if it were something harmless, like Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster's love child, nobody would care. But Israel's entire political relevance rests on the history of World War II. General Eisenhower didn't mention anything about a mass extermination of Jews in his autobiography, neither did Churchill. And you need to understand the why of this came around, and it's very simple. At the end of World War II, the founders of Israel wanted to go in and take Palestine for their very own. But that was exactly what the world had united to stop Germany from doing. Germany could not be allowed to simply walk into Poland and take it for his own use. And here the founders of Israel were asking the world to allow Israel to do to Palestine what Hitler was not allowed to do to Poland and France. And so Israel needed a propaganda device that was so powerful that all of the nations of planet Earth would say, well, we didn't let Hitler do it to Poland and France and Norway, but I guess we're going to have to let Israel do it to Palestine. And it was at that point the slave labor camps became extermination centers. Insecticide delousing became gassing, and the whole story was just amped up and blown and fed to you by the media so that what Hitler could not be allowed to do to Poland, the Israelis had to be allowed to do to Palestine. We know now, because of the story of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, that we are lied to manufacture our consent to policy. And there's no reason to assume that it's a new phenomenon. It's been done all along throughout history. Gigantic frauds that change world history. Donation of Constantine. Prester John. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. We have a legitimate right to always go back and make sure that what we're told is history is reasonably accurate and truthful. History is a joke played by the victors on the vanquished in front of an audience. Dares not laugh. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Fox News is out there screaming, the president must take action on Syria and chemical weapons. They're really pushing. It's a full court press. Got to go into Syria. Got to do this thing. Meanwhile, we're getting word that an American 747 cargo jet crashed on takeoff from Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Now, the Aviation Herald is saying what appears to have happened is on the climb out from the airport, part of the cargo broke loose and slid backward. The plane pitched up and stalled and crashed. AP is claiming Taliban has taken credit for shooting down the 747. So it's a knee-jerk reaction. Something bad happens, oh, blame the evil Muslims for it. And they're out there doing that. We're going to go to the phones. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First of all, I just wanted to say that your speech about the Holocaust in Israel, I haven't looked into it enough to know what is and what isn't, but you really absolutely gave me something to think about with that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about what the bankers that you were talking with the gentleman before about. If anybody has any doubt about who these people are, all they need to do is look into Paul the Vulture Singer and what he did with GM Motors and Delphi in 2009 during the automotive bailout.
Yes.
You need to understand that these people, if they thought killing you, killing your family, making you suffer, would net them a profit, they would do it without a second thought. They don't, this is not, I mean, people say this is just business. This is not business. This is personal. These people are actively out there trying to make a profit, picking the bones dry of America. And in a sense, you know, this is not a active shooting, fire, gun, bomb, missile war. This is a war. I mean, these people have declared war against us, and they will do whatever it takes to bring this country down.
Well, you know, if you go back and you look at my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and how all these major wars of the 20th century are ultimately tied into these private banks extending their domain across the planet Earth, you have to come up to the fact that in exchange for keeping their little Ponzi scheme going, these bankers have gladly sent hundreds of millions of human beings to death and disfigurement. And from their point of view, it's just the cost of doing business.
Well, and I mean, to go back to Paul Singer, what he did buying Delphi at 69 cents and then going to the government and saying, listen, we will not produce any auto parts and we will crash the entire automotive industry unless you give us $12 billion, which might I add, we don't know exactly how much he got. He at least got $15 million. But Mitt Romney probably walked away with close to $150 million from that bill,
Well, I mean, right there, I mean, taking that one example out of many, it should tell us that we cannot allow large corporations to reach a point where they're able to blackmail the U.S. government. And again, this gets back to this whole situation with Eric Holder saying we can't arrest any of the bankers. It would wreck the system as a whole. And if we're going to have a new civil government in this land after the present one is finished thrashing around, we have to make sure that there is nothing that is going to be able to take control of the nation away from we the people, whether it's a foreign government or the bankers or large food corporations or pharmaceutical corporations. They have to be kept subordinate to the will of the people. And we lost that in this country. We're not going to get it back. We're just going to have to be patient and wait for the present system to come crashing down. Okay, Kyle?
There's a video out there on YouTube, and it compares what the actual concentration of wealth in is America to what Americans believe the concentration of wealth
is in America. I've seen that video. We've linked to it. It is amazing. Most Americans do not understand just how severe the wealth differential is in this nation. We're a nation of incredibly wealthy people sitting over the 99% who are being driven down below minimum wage. We were just talking about this trend for American employers to pay for a unit of work instead of by the hour. And the workers are getting shorted. They're making less than minimum wage on this deal.
Okay? And after seeing that video, realize that they're not happy yet. They're not satisfied. They don't have enough yet, in their opinion.
They can't be. They're addicted. This is addictive behavior. That's why we call them money junkies. And again, Bernie Madoff is a good example. Co-founder of NASDAQ, he had more money than any normal human being could spend in a lifetime, and it still wasn't enough. He had to set up his little Ponzi scheme and cheat his investors out of another $65 billion. And we need to recognize money addiction is just as destructive of society as heroin addiction or meth addiction or cocaine addiction or any of those other problems. It is a pathological, psychological illness, and we need to treat these people as being ill. We need to take them away from their addictive substance, lock them in a little happy home with rubber walls, and you let them, you know, withdraw from their money addiction. But putting these, like I said, putting these bankers in charge of the nation's economy is on the same level as putting drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. You're not going to get a good end result. Got to let you go. We're running out of time here. I got to grab another phone call. We're going to switch over to Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good afternoon, Mike. I was with my wife earlier, we had heard a 22-year-old call into the show because we listened to it on our lunch break, while her lunch break and my lunch time, and I just wanted to say that I'm very happy to know that the demographic of listenership that is listening to what really happened and this kind of information I applaud all the young listeners, and I commend them for taking interest in their liberty and getting informed, because there's nothing more important or indispensable, you could say, as being informed about what's going on. And I just wanted to also tell you, we started a small little listenership of the podcast down in El Salvador with the American and British schools students that are out there. So I just wanted to let you know that there's people listening to you, and young people listening to you. And one of the things that people like the most is the podcast that you have, that all wars are bankers' wars, and that, believe it or not, that's waking people up, like it's going out of style.
And I'm glad to hear it, and I'm in agreement with you. I am absolutely delighted that we're starting to capture the youth audience here, because these kids, they're going to pay the price for our failures. And, you know, if everything that we've uncovered about government lies and corporate media deceptions, you know, dies with our generation, then it would have all been for nothing. But to just see all these kids who are waking up and paying attention, and they're doing their own blogs and their own posts, and they're joining the independent media, it is probably the biggest single reason for hope that we're going to get out of this dark age and into a better world somewhere in the future.
No, I totally agree, Mike. I mean, I started listening to you when I was 26. I'm now 32, and I got to tell you, it's been one of the most, well, it's been the most eye-opening experience I've had. I mean, I've learned more from you than I did, you know, in the history of architecture in college, and I actually paid for that, you know, and yeah. You know, and I wish, and I know that you know, I am a contributor to every independent media outlet, even Alex Jones, even though I don't really like him. But I am supportive, because I believe it's the energy factor, that the energy that you put into freedom will eventually pay you back, regardless of what channel it directs in specifically. But I just wanted to say that, Mike, and I wanted to just let all the young people know that I know that, you know, we know that there's a lot of young people listening and paying attention, and at least keeping those transmitters from becoming infected by fear, and they're learning how to love each other, and we're learning how to engage rather than conflict. And I really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Mike. Aloha to you, and you have yourself a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the kind words. And yeah, and this is a recent thing. For most of the early years of my blogging and radio show, the age demographic hovered around my own age, which is getting up there. But lately, in the last 2 years, we've been seeing that age demographic, that average age, starting to go down, and now it's really reaching down into the age group that really needs to know what's going on before they get sent off to die in another war to prop up the private central banks. And I am absolutely delighted every time I hear one of these teenagers come in, or these kids make a video in school about the Currency Act. They're getting it. They understand that the true nature of the United States is not what the schools are teaching them, that the reality of the world is not what corporate media is feeding them, and they're taking it on themselves to go out and find out for themselves what the facts are. And that is absolutely the thing that I most wanted to see happen. And so I'm very, very pleased about that. All righty, getting back to some the economic news, we're now getting some numbers about the derivatives exposure. And this is of concern, because right now we're seeing a movement in Spain to simply eject the government and leave the euro. That would trigger defaults and these credit default swaps. A lot of people have been talking about J.P. Morgan's mind-boggling exposure in derivatives of $69.5 trillion, all in one lump, all on J.P. Morgan. It turns out there's actually a bank that has an even larger exposure to these European derivatives, and that is Deutsche Bank, at $72.8 trillion. And all of that is going to implode the instant any one nation in Europe defaults. And that's why they're grabbing savings accounts right now. We must protect the banks. We must protect the banks from default and the derivatives, because when it goes, it's all going to go from top to bottom. And again, looking at now we have one of the directors of the Fed are saying, yeah, savings account looting, anything to save the too big to fail banks. No price is too great to pay to save the banks. You should only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your immediate obligations. Keep the rest under your control. Put some of it into physical silver, physical gold. Hide it under the mattress, bury it in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, whatever. And obviously, you don't want to tell your friends and neighbors that you've got cash and silver and gold at home. Kind of a dumb thing to do here. Now, we were talking the other day about how the U.S. government has gone out and spent your tax money to advertise for illegal immigrants to take advantage of the food stamp program. And they're sending out the message, don't worry, nobody will ask you for proof of citizenship. Just come on in and help yourself to the food stamps. And around here, the food stamp money is so short, it only lasts through the third week of the month. And that's why we're involved in this food basket program for a local elementary school. So these kids who are food insecure, is the euphemism, in the fourth week, they got something to eat. Because if they're not eating, they can't think, they can't learn. And they're advertising for the illegals to come on. Now, following on that story where everyone's talking about the new immigration bill that's going to grant amnesty to illegal aliens and is going to be like 33 million instant legal workers in this country, it also turns out this immigration bill will also grant amnesty to those who employed illegal immigrants. There will be no prosecution for fake IDs or fake paperwork. So at a time when our government is telling us that we have to pay more taxes, they're demanding austerity, they're getting ready to Cyprus our savings accounts, employers who hired illegals took jobs away from legal citizens, these employers who did that did not withhold from the paychecks, did not pay employee taxes, they get a free ride. They're off the hook. What kind of a policy is this? It's certainly not one that is protecting the rights and the incomes of the legal American citizens. As I mentioned earlier in the show over at CBC, there is an article. It's Neil McDonald. It's the start of a new series of documentaries called The Monarchs of Money. And they're actually going to this documentary about how the private central bankers have succeeded in taking direct control of every nation in which they have established a beachhead, if you will. And you need to understand something about the private central bankers. They don't see themselves as serving the community or the people or the nation. They are in business to make a buck. And they have seized control of the civil governments in furtherance of that goal. And that is why every single nation that has a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is drowning in trillions of artificially created imaginary debt in order to control you. That's your new slave chain, that Federal Reserve note. It is rule by compound interest, and it is no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. The only legitimate form of governance is self-governance, and we lost that in 1913. Woodrow Wilson, who signed the Federal Reserve Act, wrote that in his own diary. We are no longer a nation of the majority opinion. We are a nation under the control and duress of a small group of dominant men. That was the beginning of our decline into fascism. Up there in Canada, they're starting to point that out. Let's see. Best economic analyst on the planet calls bovine excrement on the recovery. We know there's no recovery. They're just propping up the banks with instantly created money. And apparently, at the Federal Reserve meeting this week, they're going to announce a continuance of quantitative easing, buying $85 billion every month of bonds from the banks to keep them solvent. They're buying up all the toxic assets and dumping them on the American taxpayers. Over in Greece, their government just passed a bill which will end the employment for 15,000 state employees. All in the name of austerity. And what's really amazing is we understand now the entire spreadsheet and theory for austerity was flawed. The Excel sheet had mistakes, wrong assumptions. Cells with important numbers weren't even linked into the equations. It was all just a gigantic bluff, and it is still shaping economic events all across Europe. And I'll tell you what's going to happen with Greece. It won't solve the problem because those 15,000 public employees will not find other private sector jobs to go to. And so Greece will come up short the same way Cyprus did following their austerity and their haircut. And they said this will balance the books. Wrong. They're 17 billion euros short of balancing the books because all those public workers who were let go did not find private sector jobs to go to. So they're all unemployed. They're not paying taxes. They're not providing anything to the society. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, these 3 hours have just flown by. I did not even get through half my talking points. We'll just have to take some of them into tomorrow. We have been talking about CISPA, this online spying where the government wants to be able to simply monitor all of your electronic devices, read your email, listen to your phone calls, loot your computer, all the rest of this stuff. CISPA was passed by the House of Representatives. They were trying to link Boston, they're online. They were reading those evil online blogs that were telling them how to bomb and kill Americans, which is nonsense, because none of the blogs they named have things like that on there. And so it turns out that CISPA will not even be brought to the floor of a vote in the Senate because it is doomed to fail out of privacy concerns. Well, that's not going to stop Obama. He's already implemented much of CISPA with executive action. Eric Holder's Department of Justice has already told telecommunications companies, ISPs, phone companies, cable companies, they will not be sued or prosecuted for privacy violations against American citizens. And now we're getting this very interesting story coming out of Russia today, where the FBI has written this legislation that is being introduced into Congress, where any U.S. company that refuses to turn over your private information on request without a warrant will have to pay a fine. So now they're coercing your ISP, your telephone company, your cable company into turning over whatever the FBI wants. We want to go in and see what's on the cloud for this person. We want to track this person's email. It will be done, even without the permission of the United States Congress. And it's all about scaring you into being silent, to not sharing with your friends and family through the social media your concerns about the disastrous course this nation is on. Because the reality is, with all their computers, the government can't keep track on the entire social media online content of 330 million Americans. It's just a scare tactic. And we know anybody who is a real terrorist isn't going to be using the social media. Remember when the Boston bombing happened, they said, oh, we're going to go back through the last 2 weeks of social media traffic, and we're going to find the bombers. And they didn't. There was nothing there. And if there's anything Boston tells us, it's that all this surveillance really is useless. If you accept the official story of Boston, it tells us Department of Homeland Security has failed. TSA has failed. FBI has failed. CIA has failed. They're out there screaming, oh, it was intelligence failures. It was the same lame excuse after 9/11. They're trying to basically go on saying that even though this bombing happened, and I think it was the government who did it, you know, please go on giving us your money for the security industrial complex. We'll try harder to make you safe. No, they won't. The next time they need a false flag incident, they'll make it happen. And afterwards they'll say, oh, it was an intelligence failure. We need more scanners and more whatever. And there is no way to surveil a population to such an extent that nobody can come up with a bad idea. But that's what they're aiming for. So my concern is that as the official story of Boston continues to crumble, they'll get out of this mess with a bigger, more bloody, more horrible bang to scare you back into supporting war with, well, whoever. I hear the music. It's time to get out of here. We got some errands to run. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please share with all your friends and family Republic Broadcasting. Share everything that you are learning here. Start to talk to people who are not yet plugged into the truth but are willing to listen. Don't waste your time on all those people who are paid to argue with you. There's a lot of them out there. Find the people ready to listen, ready to take the red pill, and get them on board. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.